Alligator wrestling is a dangerous tradition of showmanship, but it is also very lucrative. During the period of the early tourist camp in the 30s and 1940s, alligator wrestling generated considerable income. In this clip, Everett Osceola, Hollywood Reservation resident, describes his experience learning how to wrestle alligators. The next speaker, Billy Walker, Big Cypress Reservation resident, explained the permission an alligator wrestler must receive from the snake clan before they can touch an alligator. The final clip comes from Zach Batiste, Hollywood Reservation resident, explained what alligator wrestling actually is.
Kind of a strict teacher. So he's like, okay, go in there and grab it. But the mouth's taped. And then before I even ran, he's like, you got bit. He's like, now do it again. And then I'll touch the, you got bit again. Do it one more time. And then I did it wrong, and I felt the teeth graze my thumb, and Junior saw it, and he's like, see? He's like, you see how easily it could cut you? He's like, imagine getting bit by that. He's like, that's why I'm trying to teach you, like, different, teach you the right way to do it, because some people like to do it differently. And that's how I was brought up. Like, you had to learn the basics. You had to learn the traditional or the basics of everything before you kind of go off and do your own thing. Because without the basics, it's like you won't know any better. It's like you're already at the end of the tree before you even know the root of it.
So I tell them where I come from and why I'm able to touch this alligator. We do ask the snake clan for permission to wrestle the alligators because we say he's related. They're related, for real. They're related, snake and alligator. The alligator clan, he died off a long time ago. They died off.
But mainly it's just different ways of capturing alligators. It's not really like wrestling as you would see on TV, like jumping off the top ropes and putting them in headlocks. That's not really how alligator wrestling is all about. It was mainly made for, back in the day, how we would get food, or we would trade hides and stuff. So a freshly caught alligator is better than a dead alligator because you can keep the meat fresh. So it was also a food source if need be, because different capturing techniques, like there's one called the face catch, where you catch the alligator from the face. You go head on with the alligator, which is one of the more dangerous catches because you can get bit easily because you're grabbing onto the jaws of the alligator. Or the quick catches, where you grab on by the tail. This is one of the more safer catches. You grab the tail, you pull the tail back, and then you jump on to the alligator, and then you place your hands on the back of his neck. Do the face off, where I hold the alligator's mouth open with just my chin, or we'll stick our head in the alligator's mouth. But this is all done for show. You got to do some dangerous stuff to keep the crowd entertained.
Please press stop.